sheets. The workbook is the founding stone of whatever we want to do in MS Excel. Let's assume that you have to prepare a report for a particular purpose. You want to have a blank new sheet to start with. Once you have opened the MS Excel window, you could open the new workbook by pressing certain key combinations. In the following examples, we are exploring the use of keys commonly used for creating new workbooks, adding new worksheets, and saving and closing them. Example task number 1. Opening a workbook, add a new worksheet, key in some text, and save the file. To achieve this task, with keyboard shortcut keys, use following shortcut keys. Solution: Control N opens a new works. Control page down. Navigate to the second sheet. Key in some text. Use the keyboard to type. Control S to save and name the file. Example task number 2. Dock down the current file. Open a new file. Add some data. Go to the previous worksheet and save changes to both of the files. Control F9 to minimize current workbook. Control N to open a new works. Control Shift Tab. Go to the last workbook. Use the keyboard to type some key in some text. Control S to save the file. Control Shift to toggle to new workbook. Control S to save and name the file. Example task number 3. You're done with the editing function. Print both of the files, save changes once again, and close both of the workbooks and the Excel window. Control P to print the current file. Control S to save the current file. Control F4 to close the current file. Control P, print the second file. Control S to save changes to the file. Control F4 to close the second file. Alt F4 to close the Excel window. Understanding the tooltip sequence for shortcut keys. The tooltip sequence is a new feature that started from Excel 2010 and is a handy way of accessing features in Excel. The feature is activated by pressing Alt key first and then following the desired sequence as the tooltips appear in the form of alphabets on various features. Same task that we were performing with these key sequence for example. Press Alt FNN to open the new workbook. Press Alt FO to open and open the file dialog box. Press Alt FS to save changes to the current file. Press Alt FA to save a workbook as a new file. You just need to follow the tips visually and will act as a keyboard shortcut. The keys used in this chapter. 1. Open workbook. Control N. 2. Access open file dialog box. Control O. 3. Add a new worksheet. Shift F11. 4. Save current file. Control S. 5. Print file. Control P. 6. Save file as dialog box. F12. 7. Close active workbook. Control F4. 8. Close Excel window. Alt F4. 9. Toggle tab. Alt, left, or right keys. 10. To insert a new worksheet. Shift F11. 11. Navigate to next worksheet. Control Page down key. 12. Navigate to the previous sheet. Control page up key. 13. Go to next workbook. Control tab. 14. Go to the previous workbook. Control shift tab. 15. Minimize current workbook. Control F9. 16. Maximize current workbook. Control F10. Chapter 3. Basic operation on worksheets and cells. We use a spreadsheet to add manage our data, so simply opening and saving a file should not be the only thing we usually do. Whenever we save a workbook, it is often preceded by some changes that we make into that workbook. The list of basic operations is exhaustive, but just to mention a few that are most frequently